Jitina, tu es de Tchécoslovaque et nous aimerions savoir, comme nous avons demandé à toutes les autres femmes de l'Est que nous avons rencontrées dans cette assemblée, qu'est-ce qui a changé depuis novembre 89 en Tchécoslovaquie du point de vue des femmes?
Well, I will not be very much, I mean, optimistic on this, because I think then when the revolution has started, with the participation also with female students. Well, unfortunately, after the revolution, their voice has been lost somehow. The question was, what has been changed for Czechoslovak women? Unfortunately, I don't feel very big changes for in a life of Czechoslovak women, because I think that now in the transitional period, of course, Czechoslovakia has many economic problems, and the democracy is, of course, sometimes explained by his or her own way, which means concerning on women's rights. I think that in the question of economics will not be very pleasant situation for women, because I think that the question of unemployment would be first very dangerous for women, because unfortunately I think that the young women who has been graduated from the university and who wants to be self-realized in her occupation, in her profession, I think that she will not have much more opportunity, because there is such a attempts, tendencies to leave young women at home, especially young women who has already having children, because she will not be effective. She will not be effective for managers, for businessmen who is actually interested in making such business. Concerning the education, I don't see that it is a problem for Czechoslovakia, but unfortunately, I think that we women, we have been behaved in a horribly sexist society, and this sexist approach in Czechoslovakia still lasts. And unfortunately, the women are not conscious of that. They are not aware that they are victims of the sexist society. And unfortunately, democracy, what does it mean, democracy? Does it mean that now the streets of Prague are full of the newspapers with the naked, nude women, which the quality of such newspapers are, I mean, very doubtful sometimes. Does it mean democracy for women? I wouldn't say. And women, unfortunately, are thinking that they can, I mean, carry money by this, but they are not conscious that they are exploited, because these pictures will be distributed, I mean, more and more, and the owners of their newspapers are making only money on this. I don't think that a problem in Czechoslovakia is that our Czech or Slovak woman is not very much self-confidence. Maybe they are more educated than men, but never they had such access to the decision-making processes. There are very few percentage of women in the parliament, and I would say that they are not maybe much more professionalized, they are not competent, but I don't want to say by this that they are guilty for this. No, they didn't have an opportunity before to be educated, to be prepared for making politics.
What about abortion and contraception? Do you have the same problem than in Poland or other countries, West Germany, for example, where this right maybe is going to be taken off?
Concerning abortions, now there is also very big discussions which is appearing in the pages of newspapers. Abortions. Our women, for a long time, have struggled for abolition of special commissions, which have been abolished in 1988, something like that. There was a special commission which actually decided if you will be, able to have a baby, or if you are not able to bring up your child. Now, just explain for which purpose this commission have been established. Abortions have been legalized in the 50s in Czechoslovakia, but unfortunately, with the existence of such a commissions. These commissions has been consisted of several people, of lawyer, of doctor, of some, teacher, cleaner. And I think that it was very insulted and very insulted of for women than before to go to under the operation to taking abortion. It was very insulted to go to such commission who actually decided if you will be able to have abortion and you have to pay even for it. These commissions has been abolished. This is true that after abolition of these commissions, the rate of abortions has been raised. But unfortunately, there is also a question of contraceptives, of effective contraception, let's say, which is excessive, but maybe it is not so effective. I think that healthcare in our country, it's not in such a high level, and the culture of women and men, of both, is not on the high level in order to be protected, in effective way. Now, of course, there's also question also. I think that now the battle concerning the abortion, because some part of people, even women, especially older women, are thinking that women who is going kind of the operation, that they are killers, and then children want also to live. But I don't think that children must be, born in the world which will be actually poor for them. And I think that unwanted children, it's a horrible situation. And I think that Czechoslovakia doesn't have so many financial means in order to, support such children. Support such, institution where the children will be put if mother will not have it. And I think that, unfortunately, influence of very big discussions which are going on abortions in Poland and in Germany, I'm very afraid that it will follow and it will find very positive reaction also here in Czechoslovakia. And I'm really very afraid of one day when the women will go to the street and will demonstrate on her rights on abortion, because it is also dangerous that there is a few women in the parliament. And now the women's movements, it's very split in Czechoslovakia. Now they reproach to each other what was bad. And I think that in some very crucial, special question must be, the women's movement united and to speak by one voice. And I'm afraid it will not be even in the parliament, and it will be decided by other women or by men about the feminist fate.
The first question was,
what is
democracy? It was very nice what you said.
Okay, let's go. Chtěla bych říct pár slov o československém ženském hnutí, jak se změnila role po listopadové revoluci. Bohužel v tomto ohledu musím být asi trošku pesimista, protože si myslím, že se nezměnila skoro nijak. Po listopadové revoluci, kdy také ženy studentky byly velice aktivní v této revoluci, jak si se jejich hlas a vůbec žen vytrácí. Naopak se dostávají do popředí různé slovní politické šarvátky i mezi ženami, místo aby byly ženy jaksi sjednoceny proti některým ekonomickým, sociálním nevýhodám, které je čekají, protože ženy budou asi první, které se stanou oběťmi nezaměstnanosti a myslím si, že ženy s vysokoškolským vzděláním by asi neměly zůstat doma. I když samozřejmě z druhé strany pro tržní ekonomiku bude samozřejmě důležitější výkonný pracovník, což si ovšem mladá žena, mladá matka s malým dítětem nemůže dovolit. Demokracii se vykládá každý po svém, i muži, i ženy, ale nemyslím, že by to byla demokracie, když vidíme ulice v Praze zaplněné plátky nahých žen mnohdy pochybné kvality. A ženy si neuvědomují, že jsou vlastně ekonomickými oběťmi, že se teda dávají takto fotografovat a že vlastně někdo jiný vydělává na jejich nahotě. Naše ženy byly vychovávány v sexistickém pojetí duchu výchovy v Československu a nejsou si vědomi toho, že jsou právě oběti tohoto sexismu. Myslím si, že naše ženy neměly, nemají a asi těžko budou mít větší zastoupení vůbec v tom rozhodovacím řízení společnosti, přístup k nějakým vyšším funkcím. Neměly tuto příležitost z toho důvodu, že neměly dostup, nebyly vychovávány, neměly možnost se učit tomu, protože všechno bylo dominováno muži. Ohledně politických záležitostí, tam je strašně málo slyšet žen. V parlamentě sedí pár žen, které možná nejsou možná ani dost kompetentní, ne, že by to byla jejich vina, ale neměli dosud příležitosti se právě pohybovat a učit v politickém prostředí. Velký problém bude samozřejmě sociální, co se týká zdravotnictví, co se týká potratů v Československu. Bohužel si myslím, že teď, jak se vyvíjí velká bitva na stránkách časopisů ohledně abortu, ohledně potratů, myslím si, že Československo není tak bohatou zemí, aby nemůže si dovolit vynakládat velké finanční částky pro instituce, které by udržovala pro nechtěně narozené děti. Myslím si, že je to otázka vhodné antikoncepce, která nemyslím, že by byla dostupná, ale není efektivní. A je to také otázka kultury, vztahu mezi mužem a ženou, ke kterým bohužel lidé vedení a vychovávání nebyli.
From women from the West, it was really, not freedom, but some, how it's called, it's an achievement in order to be, independent, to go to work and to earn money and for herself. I wouldn't say that it was a problem here because women, Czechoslovak woman had to go to work. Because it wasn't possible to survive her, independent economically. Because unfortunately, I think this patriarchal, this way of thinking that she will be dependent on him, on her husband, it prevails in our heads. And
but it's the same for us. That's clear. It's the same. It's not by achievement that we go to work. We have to go to work. Nobody is taking care of us. It's maybe a fake idea that we are on women's in Western country. Only the very rich woman, bourgeois woman, can maybe choose to work. All of us, we really have to work because nobody is taking care of us.
Yeah, but Lucy, my problem is that our women are tending, they want to sit down at home. Some of them, they are welcome in such a situation that they can be now at home. Because they can stay at home. But I don't think that they will, as I told, I don't think that in several years it will not be only boring, but they will not find self-realization, and maybe that it will not be this fantastic situation which they expected from it, because a husband will not be able to support her financially. Maybe the salary will be not so, so high.
And I want to say, and also add one thing, there have been a lot of rights, but they are not running, they are not, mechanism is not functioning in a practice.
Like what?
Many rights, I mean, to work, to be, well, to present ourselves somewhere, I mean, in public place and in a social, I mean, level. But I think that the voices, I mean, really very, very low. Or, for example, I would like to say also one, stress one thing, that women are not educated what concerns, for example, of implementation and functioning of the international documents, which are very, I mean, relevant and which are very, very important. They don't know about the existence of such documents. But this is on the level of the UN. So you see, they are not, our women are not educated in this sphere, how to actually defend their rights, which have been already for thousands of times to be written on the paper.